Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas Zech Nishmas Daniel Ashena Pasu Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning everybody. Hi Ilan, how are you? Okay, thank you all for coming. Shir tonight. And Be'ezus Hashem next week, Tisha B'Av, we're going to Be'ezus Hashem have the shir Monday night. Next week. So we should, continue our learning. So Monday night, Be'ezus Hashem will continue the shir. We thank Ben Blumenthal for help sponsoring part of the shir. And we thank the Rav for bringing us all together. And again, anyone who would like to sponsor, have any sponsorship, could go online on heicholmoshe.com and want to be participate in any of the sponsorship on the shir. And as those I just announced, that Be'ezus Hashem next week being Tisha B'Av, so Wednesday night we're not going to have the shir. Wednesday night Be'ezus Hashem will have it in Yinyanei Tisha B'Av on Monday night. B'siyata D'shmaya. Okay, so continuing now in the Lamates Melachas Reish Mem Vav, the Melach of Hatzah, uh, 47. Question of Ribui Shiurim. And Ribui Shiurim is really a Gemara in Beitza on the second page on Yudzayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara in Beitza says, Tana Rabbanan Ein ofim miyom tov l'chaveru be'emes amru memala isha kol hagdera basar af al pi she'ena tzricha elu l'chaticha achas. In other words, a person could take a whole pot worth of chicken, say, and put it on the fire. 10 pieces of chicken on yontif, even though you only really need one piece. In other words, this one piece is sufficient for what you're going to need. And yet, you could fill up the pot with multiple pieces and then put it on the fire and multiple pieces will be cooking at once. So, l'chora, the halacha of ochel nefesh and yontif is only l'tzarach yontif. In other words, if you cook on yontif l'chol, that's an aveira. It's a machlokas whether it's an aveira d'araisa or an aveira d'rabbanon, but you're only allowed to cook on yontif for tzarach yontif. So here we have a situation where you're taking many pieces of chicken, putting it in the pot, and then on one time you're putting the pot on the fire. And 10 pieces of chicken are being cooked in a situation where you only need one. So the other pieces are not l'chor l'tzorach yontif. And yet, the Gemara says this is mutter. The Gemara says this is mutter. So what's the heter for this? What's the heter? So this is called the heter of Ribui Shiurim. What does that mean? So there are two halachas. There's Ribui Malacha and Ribui Shiurim. Ribui Malacha means if I would take, say, two pots and I would put pot A on the fire with one piece of chicken and then pot B on the fire with another piece of chicken. And again, I only need one piece of chicken. So the second pot that I put on the fire with the second piece of chicken is shelo l'tzorach, but I did a added maisa malacha because it's in a separate pot. You see, when I have the multiple pieces of chicken in one pot and I put it one time on the fire, I did one maisa malacha. It's just that one maisa malacha has more contents than I really need. That's called ribui shiurim, and ribui shiurim is mutter on yontif. If I would do it in two separate pots and do two separate actions, that would be considered ribui malacha. I'm doing an extra malacha, and ribui malacha would be aser on yontif, and therefore it could be a iser daraisa or an iser darabanan, but definitely aser. Because I did two separate actions. Each time I put a different pot on the fire, that's another maisa malacha. In contrast to ribui shiurim, where I go ahead and I do one maisa malacha. I just what? I just did it with more than I really needed. I'll give you an example. Say you have a person who's a chola, and he has to eat. So he can go over to the tree and pluck something off the tree. He only needs one apple, say. It's a yontif. He needs one apple. So really, it's not mutter to do that. Because, well, that's not called ochel nefesh, plucking an apple off a tree, because it's kodem lisha. It's too early in the process. In other words, when you're breaking bread, when you take the stalk off the ground, so that's the beginning. Then you take the kernel and you. So by an apple, it's not the same, but it's the same. It's parallel to that situation where you're detaching from the ground. But say, for example, you would be plucking something from the ground, from the tree, that has two apples on one stalk. So you're only doing one maisa malacha of plucking the stalk out, but there are two apples there, so that's ribui shiurim. But if you pluck two separate apples from two different parts that are connected to the tree in different places, that's ribui malacha. Because there I did an extra malacha. As opposed to one time I pluck, and there are two apples on it, that's ribui shiurim. That's how the Gemara in Menachah says. So that's this Gemara. Memala isha kidei kol gader basar afal pi she'ein tzricha ela l'chaticha achas. Now, this halacha is only on yontif. The halacha of ribui shiurim is on yontif. Let's see that in the Ran on page 4. So says the Ran, you see where the paragraph, the third arrow, the paragraph that begins Lefichach. Lefichach nearly borrowed the Vaday Ribishur Bishabis Midaraisa Mitzer. For example, say a person needs to cook for a chola sheyesh bo sakana. And he needs to cook for a chola sheyesh bo sakana on what? On Shabbos, right? So he's allowed to. But he can only cook for what? For what the chola needs. So say he takes a piece of chicken. Let's assume, for argument's sake, he only needs one piece of chicken. And he's going to fill the pot with 10 pieces of chicken. And then put it on the fire at one point. So he's going to do ribui shiurim. So the Ran says, if you do that on Shabbos, you violate an Issa Daraisa. If you do it on Yontif, where Yontif is also, there's a heter of Yontif for Ochel Nefesh, and you marbe b'shiurim, again, if you would do it in two separate pots, and two separate times, and you're marbe, so that's called riboy belacha. That for sure is asa, even on Yontif, because you do two maisa melachas. Ribi shurim is you do one maisa, but more than you need in terms of the quantity. That's called riboy shiurim. So the round shita is that when you cook for ochel nefesh and you marbe b'shiurim on Yontif, that's mutter. But on Shabbos, when you need it to cook for a chayla sheish bo sakana, and you marbe b'shiurim, the same scenario as in Yontif. Instead of just one chaticha, you put 10 chatichas in the kedera, and you put it with one maisa, not a marbe melacha. Marbe melacha on Shabbos for sure is also. But and Yontif is also also marbe melacha. But marbe shiurim is one maisa with added quantity. So says the Ran, if you do that on Shabbos, because you have a heter on Shabbos to cook one, the piece of meat that you needed for the chola, so once you do that, could you put 10 pieces of meat in? So the Ran says, if you do that on Shabbos, you violate an Issa Daraisa. Because the heter of Riboy Shiurim Zok the Ran is only on Yontif and not on Shabbos. Meaning, both Yontif and Shabbos have a heter. Yontif has the heter of Ochel Nefesh. Shabbos has a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. I mean, Yontif also has a heter of Pikuach. Shabbos has a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. So each one in its heter, could you be marbe b'shiurim? So the Ran says, on Yontif you can be marbe, but on Shabbos, when you have a heter anyway, but you can't be marbe b'shiurim. What's the difference?
Isn't that perfectly logical?
Yeah, no.
Yontif, you have a heter of Kevin Shehutral and Tzorach, or Utral and Ami Shalom and Tzorach. So he's allowed to cook anyway, the same way he can light a cigarette on Yontif. He's that Mamish not a, you know, shouldn't be an issue at all. There's no Isser Bishul, and there's no, you know, what's the problem here? Whereas for Shabbos, of course, you know, you still have the same dinner as Shabbos.
Well, it's not so simple, because on Yontif, if you... Kevin Shehutra, say according to Machlokis, but say Tosis Sheet is, it's only if it's Litzorach Hayom. If it's not Litzorach Hayom, then it's an Issa Daraisa, according to Tosis. So here, it's not Litzorach Hayom Bechlal. In other words, you're cooking, you only need one piece of meat. The other nine, you don't need for Yontif. And you're not going to use on Yontif. But you marve b'shiurim, and then Yontif, it's mutter to do. You can put the 10 pieces of meat in the pot, and then put the pot on the fire in one maisa, and that's mutter. Even though you're saying, mitoch shehutra, yeah, but it has to be loitoisus, it has to be tzorach hayom tzas, and if it's not, it's a daraisa. And according to Rashi, if it's not, it's chotcha derabanan. But it's not mutter lagamri. So Mamela, but on Yontif that's Heter Gomer. On Shabbos, if you have to cook for the Pikuach Nefesh situation, on Shabbos, you what? If you have to do it on Shabbos, that would be an Issa Daraisa, the Ran says. Once, if you cook for a Pecholah Sheish Bo Sakana, and you only need one piece of chicken, and you put 10 pieces of chicken in the same pot, and put it on the fire once, Issa Daraisa. So what's the Chiluk? So Fret the Ran... Look in the Ran here on page 4. Lefichach nirli bara devadai ribui shiur b'shabbos midaraisa mitzer. Rafil hochi lo domi ribui shiur b'shyontif l'ribui shiur b'shabbos. Shashabbos d'chuya eitz al chola. So this is a big machloikis where the pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutro d'chuya. In other words, is it total heter or it's only d'chuya? Normally, the difference between hutra and dechuya means if you can go do it in a way that you don't have to get involved in the chilul Shabbos, are you mechuyev to do that? So, if something is hutra, then we say it's mutter. You don't have to try to look for a way out. If something is dechuya, then you do. I mean, it's a whole. In the daytime, I'm giving shiurim and pikuach nefesh. Discussed it. So he's saying like this, that ochel he's assuming, like the Rishonim that say, that Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya, So memela, only that chaticha pushes away. Anything else is usur daraisa. But on yontif, since ochel nefesh is hutra, so that one piece of meat is hutra. So memela, legabe ochel nefesh, it's like yontif is not here. So then all the other pieces of meat are hetagomer as well. And that's what the Ran says. Yeah. V'ficha kol sha'ikur melechash. So he says like this. Sha'ashabes t'chuyah hi eitzel cholah. V'lo hutra. V'ficha kol sha'ikur melechto iser. Afto sefto kamo. U'mitzu midaraisa. Aval yontif sha'ochol nefesh hutar bo. Tafil evshar me'erv yontif shari. Kol shu marba la'ikur. B'vache p'torch echa. To sefto kamo. But since it's yontif is hutra. So therefore, as long as it's one maisa, and it's a riboy shiurim scenario, then it's mutter. But on Shabbos, if you're cooking for a cholish eish bo sakana, and you want to add extra pieces, even though you're doing it al yidei riboy shiurim, not riboy malacha, it's still also. That's the sheet of the Ran. However, the Rashba disagrees. The first sheet to hear is the that the Ran quotes is from the Rashba. Take a look on the third line. The third line of page 4. For Rashba zol mosif ol v'omid afilu man v'farsh hosam d'al Yisrael komer kevin lo mitzer el midrabanan kevin v'yond v'shari hosam gabi mir shem mitzer v'gami afilu Yisrael b'chal d'sfir lehu. So the Rashba Shita is that on Shabbos it's also mutter Rebbe Shur. It's an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Darabanan. But it's only an Issa Darabanan. Yontif it's mutter Lagamre. And on Shabbos it's an Issa Darabanan. But light the Ran, on Yontif it's mutter Lagamre. And on Shabbos it's an Issa Daraisa. So the Rashba is the one Rishon that says that perhaps one could do an extra malacha, an extra riboy. If it's riboy malacha, again, you're doing two separate actions. You're putting one piece of chicken in one pot, and another piece of chicken in the other pot. That's two different maisa malachas. That's riboy malacha. That's an isa daraisa on Shabbos, on Yontif, and anything. But if it's riboy shiurim, it's in one shiur, meaning in one pot, you just only need one piece, and you're putting in multiple pieces, so that is called riboy shiurim. And according to the Ran, it's mutter and yontif, and osur daraisa on Shabbos. And according to the Rashba, it's mutter and yontif, and on Shabbos, it's only a isur d'rabbanan. Oh. So take a look on page 7. Page 7 is a sefer called the Machane Yisrael. The Machane Yisrael was written by the Chofetz Chaim. And I remember years ago I was discussing this with Rav Shraga Feivel Peretzky Zatzal. He was the Bochin in YU years ago. He learned in Radin. So he had knew the Chofetz Chaim, and we were very close, Rav Shraga Feivel Peretzky. So he used to tell me about different things, so he liked to speak to me sometimes about this Sefer Machane Yisrael. And he said that this Sefer was written by the Chofetz Chaim for Jews who was conscripted in the army in World War I. And the Chofetz Chaim was giving them hadracha in terms of what they could or could not do on Shabbos. And that's what this Sefer Machane Yisrael was written by the Chofetz Chaim. You see, Sefer Machane Yisrael, look, Maran Rabbi Yisrael Meir Cohen, Bala Chofetz Chaim. So here he has a piece here about carrying on Shabbos. So if you take a look,
I don't think he wrote it for World War I. I
chayim ever published. It was published in the 19th century already.
Yeah, good. I mean, that's what he told me.
Soldiers, maybe in the Cantonist army or something.
Maybe, maybe. This is what he told me, but could be. You're right. I don't know. You have to check the dates and the things. You can look it up. So he discusses here a situation where the soldiers were mechuyev to carry things on Shabbos. They were mechuyev to carry ammunition on Shabbos. So once they were mechuyev to carry ammunition as part of their duty in the army, were they then allowed to carry other things that they needed on Shabbos? So he says like this.
The ammunition was Malacha Shena Tzrichah L'Gufa, because they only needed it so they wouldn't be arrested or wouldn't be,
yeah,
punished.
Right, or maybe that's like we discussed in the Marash Engel about the ID. But he says like this. So he had to carry it. So he says, look at the middle of the page on page 10. The first word is Ladas Harashba. He says, Imkei Ladas Harashba Udiimei. The first word on the line, the bottom section on page 10. The first word on the line in the middle of the page is Ladas Harashba. He says, Ladas Harashba Udiimei Yesh Lahokel B'mokam Pseida. Ubefrat Bezman Hazed Desfili Deinol Anushus Harabim. Tumid Mashahim Hitir Amor. Hotzimos, yeah. Malcolm said, "My time of work, my time of heat here. Chochem echad lasses ezes shinoi, etc." He says, "Pakol mitam anal kadesh shlo yerach midrabban v'yemutu Malcolm said." He says that if you hold like the sheet of the Rashba, see the Rashba. What's the Rashba sheet? That there's a heter of ribui shiurim even on Shabbos. That's the sheet of the Rashba, meaning on Shabbos also Ribui Shiurim is mutter, but it's a Darabonim. It's a Darabonim, but it's not a Daraisa. On Yontif it's mutter Lagame. And the Ran says on Shabbos, if you marry Ribui Shiurim, it's an Issa Daraisa. But the Rashba says it's only an Issa Darabonim. So maybe if it's only an Issa Darabonim, if you have something valuable that you need to take with you, and the example that was given, I think Rav Huttner spoke about this, the example that was given is tefillin. In other words, to carry your tefillin, in other words, once you have to carry your gun, maybe you can carry the tefillin also. And maybe that's called Ribui Shiurim. Maybe that's called Ribui Shiurim. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim discusses, that maybe if you can be, maybe b'shas hadchak, you can rely on the sheet of the Rashba, that there's Ribui Shiurim on Shabbos, and b'makom pseida, you know, because where else he's going to have to leave his tefillin behind, and then he's going to lose it, or other things that he needed. But then he says, how does Ribui Shiurim work? When it talks about carrying. Well, when we talk about cooking, we said it has to be in one pot. Whereas you only need one piece of meat. So on Yontif, if you put 10 pieces of meat, then you're not going to use it. You only need one piece of meat. But you put it in the pot, and then you put it on the fire, one action. So that's on Yontif is Mutar L'Gamrei. And then if you do that on Shabbos, then on Shabbos again, you had to cook one piece of meat for a Chol HaSheish Bo Sakana. And now you're putting 10 pieces of meat in. So the Ran says that's a Nisa D'Raisa, but the Rashba says it's only a Nisa D'Rabbanan. So the Chofetz Chaim says that maybe we can rely on the Rashba. But then he has another suffix. What if you're carrying things in two different hands? You're carrying the gun in one hand, you'd fill in the other hand. Is that called Ribui Shiurim? In other words, we save ribushim for cooking, it has to be in the same pot, or else it's going to be ribu malacha. Well, what would be carrying in two hands? The tefillin in one hand, the gun in the other hand. Is that called ribu shiurim or ribu malacha?
Red and olive with one hand and a beis with the other.
Well, that's a different issue, because then it's one is shalok kederach. You want but you want to say you you sowed in the ground. You threw a seed with one hand, with your right hand, a seed with your left hand. So, what is that? What would you say? Is that ribui malacha or ribui shiurim?
I would definitely think it's chayav. I don't know. I don't know. How many seeds do you have to plant to be chayav for
zareah? Well, you say even if you're chayav with one seed, in other words, when you put this, say you had a heter to, I don't know what the heter would be, a chayav, you need some type of tzorech. You pull it with doing the second one. That's the chlor. You're telling me it's ribur malacha, not ribur shiur.
I would think so.
It's yeah. So the Chofetz Chaim wanted to entertain the possibility that if you're carrying with two hands, that's called ribur shiur, not ribur malacha.
Right, because it's one process.
Yeah.
You are transporting.
He says, "Ach mestapkali." Four lines from the bottom. Im tzorach davka lisa sachafotim anosofim boso yad shenose sachafotim. Do you have to? In other words, is it ribui shiurim only if it's in one hand? Shemuchalem dilova efshar the gamarashmo the duizur the raisa. Right. If it's in different hands, then maybe that's ribui malacha, not ribui shiurim. To inim if neatzul dim came into ish echad who. He says, you can, from the Gemara in Makkos, he took five fingers, one hand, five fingers, and he put it in the some type of acid of some sort. Right? And he dipped his fingers there, and then he dips his fingers on his forehead. And that causes the hair to come out. So the Issa Korcha. Right? So he did it with five different fingers. So he made five korchas. Bevasacha. He's chayav five malchus on every one. So even though after osu zeh, page 11, second line in the bottom, tafsha osu zeh b'chomei sh'etzboso b'yad achas, v'yuhok chayav kol achas, sh'em kol echtzma pa'al pula korcha b'fnei atzma. Every finger did a different maitza korcha. So that's what he wants to say originally, that like what Rav Yossi Ginsburg said, that every hand is a different malacha. But then he says that maybe not. He says that no, maybe not. Because it could be that there, every korcha is in a different place in the head, from every finger. So it's a separate korcha. That he's carrying, so if you carry multiple things, even though you're using two different hands. It's a possibility that's ribui shiurim. Even separate hands. The efsha davki also pula biyodo achas. So he goes back and forth here. So he says that maybe If he carries, he carries it in one, in two different hands at the same time, maybe that's Ribui Malacha, not Ribui Shiurim. Is that what, and Dr. Lebov, what did you say?
Well, I thought that the what is a malacha? It's transporting objects from one place to another. So when you carry a bunch of things, whether they're hanging on your back or in your hands, you're doing one action.
Even though it's with two different hands.
Right. It's not like planting seeds. Where,
in other words, he's saying it's one action. Yeah. It's one action. Mm-hmm. So even though you do two separate hands. Now, let me tell you a couple of things. First, in the Sefer Machzeh Eliyahu from Gateshead, Dine Falk, he has a whole discussion that maybe Ribui Shiurim is only if it's the same object. In other words, say, for example, you need to cook one piece of meat, and instead you cook 10 pieces of meat. So then you could say that each piece of meat could be potentially the piece of meat that I need. But if you have one thing, and the second thing, in other words, instead of carrying one gun, you carry five guns. So that's Ribui Shiurim, because each one could have been the one you need. But if the heter is to carry the gun, who says that you have a heter to carry the tefillin? Those are two separate things. In other words, maybe the concept of Ribui Shiurim, Rav Falk discusses, because hey, minay mafkas, which one, you don't know which one is not necessary. Each one potentially could be the one that you need. So if I need to cook for the chola or for the yontif, and I only need to cook one piece of meat, I'm cooking 10. So there's a head of Ribui Shiurim, because each one could be the necessary one. But maybe Ribui Shiurim doesn't apply if the added thing is something totally extraneous. So Dayfog points out that clearly the Chofetz Chaim didn't hold like that. The Chofetz Chaim held, in other words, what we're saying is, even according to the Rashba, maybe there's not Mechlal Ribui Shiurim. That's what they say, it's quoted in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein. That maybe it's Ribui Shiurim is only a duplication of the same thing that you needed. So now instead of one of it, you have 10 of it. But it's but if it's not the same thing, then maybe not. But the Chofetz Chaim didn't hold like that. He held anything extra. But the added chiddush of the Chofetz Chaim is, I mean, he's not sure. He goes back and forth here. He says maybe, like what Dr. Lebov says, that maybe even in the same, in two different hands, that's also Ribui Shiurim. So it's interesting. The Kasher Glover, the Eretz Tzvi, he is not happy with this idea from the Chofetz Chaim. He writes here on page 17. That he loves the Svarim of the Chofetz Chaim. On the bottom of page 17. But here he thinks he disagrees with him. But he says, look, look on the right side of page 17, where the arrow is on page 17. For easy to say, for Machane Yisrael, I go by Chofetz Chaim. Shekos of Ish Chayel, Nim Onus Al Pi Hamem Sholol, Hotzi Eze Dorval, Roshus Harabin. If a person, a soldier, is commanded to carry something in the Roshus Harabin, Shuv Einu Mechuyev Al Shar Chofetzim. So other things that he's carrying for his own need, that is not something that he was told he has to carry, that he's not mechuyev, because it's Ribui Shiurim. V'ayin sham b'hagosh and estapik lo medafilu einu motzi chavotza b'yad echad. He mechovit sha'onu so'lov, mikol mochom sh'kol sha'osu b'vasachas, havi Ribui Shiur. He says that anything that you do, bavas achas, is Ribui Shiur. So therefore, if you're carrying one thing in the left hand and one thing in the right hand, and they're two different things, but the thing that you're carrying in one thing is, you have a heter to carry, so then the thing in the other hand is also, if you hold like the Rashba, is also not an Issa Daraisa. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Or entertains the possibility. Because Reba Shirim. But the Kashuk lover doesn't like it. He wants to agree with the Chofetz Chaim for a different reason. Page 18. So he says like this. How does Masechta Shabbos begin? Masechta Shabbos begins Yitzias HaShabbos. So what's the lashon Yitzias HaShabbos? Tosu wants to know Hatzos Shabbos. And if you know about the first Mishnah is talking about a Balabais is in the house. An Ani is outside, and there's different scenarios of the Balabais sticking his hand out, the Ani sticking his hand in. And it's very strange that you need so many scenarios in the Mishnah. Why don't you just say the general principle of bringing something in, bringing something out? Why do you need a scenario that you went from inside out, from outside in? So he says, and what's the idea of Yitzias HaShabbos? So he says like this, that the malacha of Hotzah is different than other malachas. Because the Hotzah is transferring something out, but it's also about transporting yourself out. Because if you transport yourself out, you can walk outside the house on Shabbos. But when you transport yourself out together with an item, that's really the malacha. That's really the malacha. So therefore, if you only stick your hand out, that's a question. Is that really the malacha or not? So that's why the Mishnah has to give you all these hechitimtzes of inside, outside, etc. Because the real malacha is actually walking outside with your whole body and transporting something out. So he says, so that's similar to what Dr. Leibov was saying. So therefore, when you're walking out, and the malacha is, you're transporting your body, and together with your body, you're taking things out. So your body is one thing, one unit. So Mamela, if you have one thing in the world, you see, when you do a malacha, you plant with one hand, and you plant with another hand, so you do two separate actions. Because the malacha has nothing to do with you. Obviously, you have to do it, but it's not the malacha is not shaykh to your body. It's shaykh to you that you did it. But here, the malacha is moving your body into the street together with a chayfetz. So, mamela, that's what Dr. Leib was saying. So, that's called you're transporting the items together with yourself. And yourself is a one unit. So, anything on you is like one pot. Just like one pot is a ribush yurim. So one body is a Ribu Shurim. So if I'm wearing clothing, that's batal to me. So that's not Hotzah. But if I'm carrying, basically what he's saying is, just like when you put multiple things in one pot, that's Ribu Shurim. So too, when you're carrying multiple things in two different parts of your, on your right hand and your left hand, that's like in the same pot. Because your body is the Malacha, and that's like the same pot, and therefore that's called Ribu Shiurim. And that's why, so he says, he doesn't think that's what the Chofetz Chaim meant, but he thinks that you could miyashev the idea of the Chofetz Chaim, that Ribu Shiurim, even if you're doing one thing in one hand and one thing in the other hand, that's Ribu Shiurim. Oh. So based on this, he wants to say a Chiddush, two Chiddushim. On page 20. The Kashuk lover was a big goyin. And Rabbi Shedrowitzky, he was a rav in Kew Garden Hills, in the Agudah. I don't know if any of you knew him. He's still, Baruch Hashem, he's alive, he should live and be well. He moved out of Queens. So he was Chavrusas in Slobodka in Eretz Yisrael with Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein married Rav Yashiv's daughter. So he said he remembers the first Shabbos they got engaged. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein spent Shabbos by Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv just got the tshuvas of the Kozhik Lover. And the whole Shabbos, he was reading the tshuvas of the Kozhik Lover and getting geshmak from the tshuvas of the Kozhik Lover. That's what Rabbi Shedrowitzky told me from. So he says like this. He said, in other words, this tshuva is still part of this idea that they used to have practice that they would get a katan to take the chulant. People didn't make chulant in their own homes. They had a local bakery that they made the chulant. So then the people would go to the bakery on Shabbos and carry the chulant back to their home. So hopefully there was an Erev. But then some of the people would just do it with a cotton. They would do it with a cotton. So what's the heter? Faket. You're violating the Isser of Losasa Mulacha Atal Bincha. Right, so we discussed the Chidush Harim, like Revelia Brill liked to point out, the Chidush Harim's Shuva, that he didn't have Kavana, or Hotsu, whatever. But he's saying something now, another idea, another Limud Tzchus, on page 20. He says, Ulfi Zeh, Nei Zchus al Motzim, Shabbos Kodesh de Cotton, al Pirov, Cotton Yesh lo Etzlo Gam Chafotzot. He says, because the cotton most probably is not just carrying the chulant. He's carrying other things. And the halacha is katan ochel nevelos ein bezdin mutzuvim lafrisho. Right? In other words, if he's doing a malach on Shabbos, the bezdin's not mechuyev to stop him. He could do, I mean, he's not, you know, he's doing malacha ein bezdin mutzuvim lafrisho. So, but with the cholent, he's doing for the gadol, for his parents. So therefore, since he's carrying other things and you're not mitzuva lafrisho, so and that's the tzor hatzmo, so the cholent he's carrying for his parents, so the merela, that could be a ribui shiurim. That could be a ribui shiurim. And if it's a ribui shiurim, and if you hold like the Rashba, then it's only a derabbanan, and once it's only a derabbanan, you could say b'makom tzorach they were mekel. So he says when the kid carries out the cholent on Shabbos, that's a ribush yurim because he's carrying other things that he's not supposed to, but he ein bez the mitzurim lafrisho. So he's doing that for himself. So that's, and then once he's doing it for himself and he doesn't have an isser to do it for himself, so the things that he's doing for his parents are also going to be mutter midaraisa because it's a ribush yurim. And this works with the Kozhik Lover agreeing that you could even do it in two hands. Because we said that the body is one unit, and the body is part of the malacha, and the body is in one unit. So mamela, you could carry out, you can carry one thing in one hand, one thing in the other hand, and that's ribush yurim. And if you hold like the Rashba, that ribush yurim is shaykh on Shabbos, so that means that it's only a nisa derabbanan, and then the rest is okay. So that was a tzad heter that he had for. Again, it's a limud tzchus. It's not. I mean, really, you're not supposed to do this. You have to, don't get carried away and think, you know, that you really can do these things. You know, in other words, you're not supposed to. That was the tshuva we saw from Rabbi Akiva Eger, that he didn't like the people that the katana were carrying, the svarim, the talis for their father. And then he wants to say another thing. That he says, we know that on Yontif, we mentioned this before, Yossi Ginsberg, we mentioned before that on Yontif, the Mishnah says, you're not, on page 1, it says, Basil holds from Mitoch that Basil says you can carry a lulav in the street on Yontif. Because what's the pshat? Because what's the heter on Yontif? The heter on Yontif is Ochel Nefesh. So Beishame Shita is Ochel Nefesh, that's it. If the Torah mat is Ochel Nefesh, that's it. Basil says no. Once the Torah mat is Hotzofa Ochel Nefesh, then you have a heter even for non Ochel Nefesh, provided Sar Chayom. So you can carry the lulav, you can carry a kid, you can carry anything you need for the day. Right? So, but if you don't need it, you're not allowed to carry it. So the question is, L'chora, when one goes out of his house on Shabbos and there's no Erev there, he doesn't use the Erev, on Yontif, he should be mechuyev to check his pockets, that there's nothing there. So that's what I do. I'm very makbir. Before I go out on my house on Yontif, I check my pockets to make sure that I don't have anything in that's extraneous and not needed in my pocket. But apparently, you know, many people are not nizer in that. They're not nizer to check their pockets on Erev Yontif, on Yontif. So what's the pshat? So we're going to see shortly. So Kajik Lover says like this. Take a look. V'zei yesh lilmod z'chus al rov ha'olam she'ein mefanim b'gdeim be'erv yontif midvarim she'ein miltzorach yontif. They don't check their pockets to make sure that there's nothing not necessary there. The l'chori isa d'araisa. L'chori it's an isa d'araisa. According to Tosfos, if you carry something in yontif and it's not tzorach hayoyim, then it's an isa d'araisa. So l'chori, if you have pockets, there's liable to be something that's totally not necessary. You could have a pen in your pocket. That's totally not necessary on Yontif. So if you didn't take it out, so then it would be an Isser D'Oraisa according to Tosfos. So Chora, people should be more Nisser to check their pockets before they go out in the Rishus Rabbim. So what's the Limud Zchus? Kasha Golov always trying to be Melamed Zchus. He says like this. L'anal Yishlomed al Pirov Adam Motzi B'Yontif Patashla B'Kiso. That's some type of handkerchief. Right, people carry. And that's a need. That's a tzorach hayom. So Mamela, once people are carrying their handkerchief, which is tzorach hayom, then anything else they carry is ribui shiurim. And ribui shiurim is mutar and yontif. And if you hold like the Chavetz Chaim, ribui shiurim is even if it's something different. Like Rav Moshe finds, he wants to say ribui shiurim is only a duplication of the same thing you need. I need a piece of meat, so I cook 10 pieces of meat. I need a handkerchief, so I carry 10 handkerchiefs. That's Ribui Shiurim. But if I need a handkerchief, I can't carry a meatball, because it's not Ribui Shiurim. It's totally extraneous. Maybe Ribui Shiurim is only, but the Chofetz Chaim clearly said not that way. Chofetz Chaim says you're carrying a gun, so now you can carry your tefillin. Well, your wallet, or whatever, and a wallet, but other things that are not. So he says, Mistama, most people in those days would carry a handkerchief that they needed, or something else they needed. And once they carry the handkerchief, it's a Ribui Shiurim to carry everything else. He says, V'zeh yeshlem ul'zchus al-rova olam she'im b'fanim b'gdei b'erv yontif midvarim she'inim ul'tzorch yontif l'chora. Is it the rice of a motzi shalol tzorch yontif? Ulana yishlem atal pirov adam motzi biyontif patchilo bekiso vizel tzorch yontif muter vishuv muter lotzi kam sharcha fotzi mitzayd ribe shiur. That's the Kajik Lover. What?
No one would ever say that you could cook, you know, meatballs with one hand and cook with the other hand. Right.
Yeah, because those are two separate actions.
So they would nobody would ever say because it's one that only applies to carrying. Right?
Yeah, because he's mechadesh that carrying. In other words, if you cook in two separate hands and two separate pots, that's two. But he says, but carrying the person is part of the malacha. In other words, by other malachas, The person's not part of the malacha. You're doing the malacha. But here, the fact that you're moving yourself with the chayfetz is part of the malacha. So it's like you are one big pot, so to speak. So anything that you're carrying, even different pockets and different hands, it's one. It's you're the big pot, so to speak, and everything is in that one pot. So therefore, that's Reba Shiurim. That's what how the Kajal Glove is explaining.
With that first example that we spoke about how you can cook 10 meatballs, but you can't cook two separate pots with, you know, 5 meatballs. But what if you were planning to eat maybe from both, like you were planning to have, you know, 2 meatballs from one pot and 2 meatballs from the other pot?
Yeah, but if they're different meatballs, it's one thing. But what had to do you have to cook two separate, you know, to do extra malacha?
I see. So because it's not necessary.
Yeah. So that's his chiddush. In other words, the Kosher Glove is basing on the Chofetz Chaim, but even though he didn't necessarily agree with the Chofetz Chaim 100%, but the concept he agreed based on the fact that this new idea that all malachas, the person is not part of the, when you write. You're doing the malacha, but the body is not. The body is just doing the malacha. Here, the malacha is you taking your body out with the item, and therefore he's saying that's the pshat. So that's why he wants to be melamed tzchus, and he says, and then so he's melamed tzchus why people use a cotton, and then he's melamed tzchus on that people don't check their pockets on Yontif. And then he's Malamed Tzchus on another thing on page 20. V'zem yushavon minag sha'olam akilam l'hotzi b'shabes kodesh al niyanei nochri. They get a goy to carry for them. Because so he says the same idea, that the goy probably has other things that he's carrying for his own need. For his own need. So anything you tell him to carry is a rebushir. That's another word. You see? Same thing he said by the cotton. The cotton is probably carrying things for himself. And that's not something that you're telling him to carry. And the same thing he says about the people who are not checking their pockets on Yontif, because Mustamba, there was one thing that they always carried, the hanky, they always carried. And that was the Tzorach Yontif. So then anything else you carry is Lechora, is Reba Shirim from that. Again, if you hold like Rav Moshe Feinstein, it doesn't apply Reba Shirim unless it's the same item, in multiple amounts. But the fascinating tshuva, the Kosher Glover is tremendous. It gets you to think. It's a sefer that gets you to think. So anything that gets you to think is a good thing. Okay, so that's but again, this is all within the Rashba Shita. Because the Shita Saran is Reba Shiurim is only a din on what? On Shabbos. On Yontif. And Shabbos, it doesn't apply. That's the Ran Shita. But the Rashba says that applies on Shabbos as well. It's just on Yontif, it's Mutal Gamish. So this whole thing is relying on the Rashba Shita. I mean, the cases that apply to Shabbos. The cases that apply to Yontif is different. So that's a fascinating idea here of the... Of the Chofetz Chaim's. The Chofetz Chaim started off with the Rashba, and he was looking to be matir, people who had to carry ammunition, and once they have to carry ammunition, to carry other things that they're not being forced to carry, but they would like to carry, so they don't lose them, like tefillin and other things. That was the Chofetz Chaim. And then the Kosher Glover, but the Kosher Glover says he thinks in the end he's right, because the body is part of the malacha. So the body doesn't just do the malacha. The body is part of the malacha, because the malacha is not just doing hatzah, it's taking your body out with the... So therefore, as we said, like your body is like one big pot. So just like one big pot is so to the body. And that's the, but Rav Moshe Feinstein held that Ribushim is only if it's the same item. In other words, one piece of meat, 10 pieces of meat. But one piece of meat and then something else, they're not. One gun and one tefillin, nah. The whole thing doesn't apply. But we see that the Chafetz Chaim didn't learn that way. And then the Kosher Glover is saying all his things based on the premise of the Chafetz Chaim. So this is the concept of Ribu Shiurim on Yontif and on Shabbos, and how it applies to both cases. And that's the story. Okay, Rabbi Moshe, next week, Ezra Hashem, is Tisha B'Av, Wednesday night. So we thank the Rav, and we thank the Rav for bringing us together here tonight and all these weeks during the time that we can't be in the shul. And the Rav has graciously agreed that we have the shiur on Monday night, this coming Monday night. I'll call everyone up, as I normally do, Bezos Hashem. But Monday night we'll have the shiur in Inyanei Tisha B'Av. Inyanei Tisha B'Av. Chola B'Tisha B'Av. So that's always a big topic of Chola B'Tisha B'Av. So we'll do that, Bezos Hashem, Monday night. And again, I'd like to thank everyone for coming. I'd like to thank the Rav for bringing us all together. And the Rav asked if anyone would like to sponsor part of the shiur, or the whole, you know, and go on to heichalmoshe.com and could contribute as well as and lahagdil Torah lahadira. So again, it's a pleasure to see everyone here. And there's a very beautiful oilam that we have here tonight. So,
thank you.
So you should all have a good day and a good night. And Bez Hashem, we should have a shiur in Yonet Tisha B'Av, Bez Hashem, this coming Monday night, Bishar Tova. Okay, it's good to see you all.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night to everybody, right.
Chodesh
Av.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah,
Kol Tov. Thank you. Maybe is the marker for Rebbe Shirin just the Gemara that talks about the Tavis?